Kaman don't have such a other mitzvah like this, where what we do has kimat no shayches to what the chiyuv is. The chiyuv basically is to go do 3 times. The kind of mice. From them, give all in our 100 coils. Yoshim. Oimdim. Then we have connected. Aim Sisko. 100 coils. Unbelievable. And then by in the Yeshiva Shevel, some of the Briska, Taimonishan, hundreds of kids. So Tosfos starts with a very basic question. He says, that's normally not a very halachic approach. That's called Baal Tosef. It's Rosh Hashanah. We should be briskers on Baal Tosef. We should close our ears if we pierce by a shoe where they're blowing you, we react already. Chashash Baal Tosef. You know, if Yosha Ber, Soloveitchik, Zatzal, when he was in Boston, when he was choshesh, Shitas HaRambam, some held that you make a birch saroya. We don't pass by this Hanukkah. But some held that Lashita Sarambam, you make a birch saroya as long as you didn't make a bracha yet. That means we hold you only make a birch saroya in a Hanukkah. You need two conditions. Number one, that you're not lighting. You're not lighting at all. You don't have a bias. You're not lighting. And that nobody's lighting for you at home either. That means if your wife is lighting at home, you don't make a birch saroya either. Right? So we hold you only make a birch saroya if you're homeless without adlock. Tosis actually learns. That's Tosis in Sukkah says that's what they were misakin birch saroya. For somebody's ain't low bias. Tosis Akasha, why would they misakin birch saroya? We don't find by other mitzvahs in misakin birch saroya. Why would they misakin birch saroya? Tosis Akasha. So the Rabbi Yosha Ber, but the Rambam is mashma that if you didn't light, and you see an Hanukkah, you make a bracha. So he said he used to walk home like this. He was afraid he'll see a menorah. Abriska. So about Rosh Hashanah comes, you should be worried about Baal Tosef. So what do we do? So Tosef's mamash is of Akasha, right here in the Gemara Tazayin, Rosh Hashanah Tazayin on the base. Oma Av Yitzchak, Loma Toikin, Rosh Hashanah, Loma Mugin, Rachman Oma Zechon Tchua, Loma Toikin Mugin, Kshen Yeshmin, Vitoikin Mugin, Kshen Naimdi. Kidei Lawi Vasot. Fektosis, Vitema. It's about Tosif. It's Mamish Baal Tosif. That's Tosif's cash. So, the question is, why isn't it Baal Tosif? And when we analyze why it's not Baal Tosif, this becomes more of a global halachic inyan to understand when is it a milah to do multiple. Rashi even learns. That's the whole milah. I mentioned this in the halachas here. Rashi Gwada learns the reason why we blow again and again is not la'arviv ha'sotm. It's l'chaviv ha'mitzv. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says when the sotan sees that Yisrael m'chaviv ha'mitzv, Nistat mutanois. The Satan has nothing to say about us. If we love mitzvahs, the Satan is he's stuck. He's stuck. That's the signal. The signal you find in many places in Shas. That when we're mechav of mitzvahs, we're on top. There's very little to say about us. Very little to say about us. The Gemara says in Brachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take sheichet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, they mechav of brich samol. They make a brach even on the kazayas. They bench even on kazayas. How will I not? So that's the whole theme. In fact, the Oroch Lener says that the Gemara says any year shaloi miriyan b'tchilosa miriyan b'soifa. Any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, so Rachman al-Slan, the end of the year is not good. As I zok the Gemara, the end of the year is not good. The beginning of the year is not good. The end of the year. So Tosis really brings down. That's not talking about Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. So Shaz, why not? Poshut, the Gemara says, my time is the loy irviv sotan. So Poshut it means, because the sotan didn't get confused this year. So it's a scary year. The Satan was working in full steam. Normally we blow shofar, we get the Satan off his game. So we win. But this year we didn't get the Satan off his game. So that's the kasha. So Ochlner says a gewaldige gewalt. The Ochlner says, when he tracked it, again, the Ochlner was a big man. He says he tracked it. Any year of Rosh Hashanah Shacholos B'Shabbos, the following year is either amazing, like never before, or talk it's not such a good year. He says, you know why? Shabbos is the shofar. And if Klai Yisrael's Shmir Shabbos is the way it should be, then it's the most gewaldig year. And Chas V'Shalom. That's how he teaches though. But I was thinking that according to the way this pshat is, that my time at the Le'ir, the way Rashi is saying, Kishiroya, that the Satan sees that Yisrael Mechavav in his HaMitzvahs. So now, when he sees Gans Klai Yisrael, don't blow shofar, that's our weapon. Because the chashash that one person's going to go down with Amos. Eilucho chibur mitzvah gobel mizeh. Nistat matay nezah. It's not the blowing that makes the Satan confused. It's we show how much we love mitzvahs. See, he's stuck. He stumbled. So now, how do we show it? We show it by this demaisa. I'm sure I only remember from the Kedushas Levi. It was going around during COVID. The Kedushas Levi, they say he was once in prison. And the prison had a urinal, and it stunk, the prison cell. And he wanted to daven. He couldn't daven. He wasn't ready to daven. And he started dancing. He said, I'm dancing that I'm doing what's on Hashem. Hashem wants now I shouldn't daven. Normally I'm supposed to daven. Now in this matzav, I'm not supposed to daven. I'm dancing, I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. So Klai Yisrael, you could say that's pshat. When Klai Yisrael, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholos B'Shabbos. So we're showing how much we care about Shmir Shabbos. So, Mechavav Mes HaMitzvahs, the Stat Mutamez. Rabban Kotel Zatzal always used to say, who's already going to carry a shofar? Who are you worried about? You're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Right? You're not talking about Purim, people are drunk. Tomorrow is Shoshana. Who's going to carry a shofar? It's not happening in my shul. Right? It's not happening here in the Yeshiva Minyan. Where's it happening? Episode of Monticello. There'll be a guy, Henry, in Monticello. Oops. Shabbos. I didn't realize it. Comes back to his wife. Ethel, you'll never believe it. I, by mistake, carried the shofar today. It was Shabbos. Who? Who's carrying a shofar? Shabbos. Dr. Baron, yes, God's Klai Yisrael, don't blow shofar or Shabbos, cause Henry in Monticello. Not one Henry, 10 Henrys. That's the chashivas. So that's the. So what I'm telling you is, so why, if it's Tosef is asking Gevaldik Akasha, Tema, no Tosef. Our job is not just to do to blow a lot. Our job is to show our chavivas hamitzvahs. If Hashem said bal tosef, that's Tosef's kash. So Tosef goes in the direction. I want to share with you the Netziv the Hamikshayla based on the Shultis, a very mechudish tikkapshat that he has. But Tosef's grada holds that if you do the same mitzvah twice, you're not over bal tosef. A Kohen can't be Moisef a Brocha. So if a Kohen adds to Yivarechacha, he makes his own, he gives his own Yivarechacha, Hashem Yitzinu, Rei B'tuvi Yisholayim, he makes his own, that he has a problem about Tosef. But Tosef says if the Kohen is Mevorech, V'choizu Mevorech, not like about Tosef. So Tosef seems to be saying, you're not over anything. That's not, you're not over when you do that. You do the same mitzvah twice, you're not over. As is of Tosef. And that's why there's no problem of Bal Tosef. The Rashba takes a different mouth. The Rashba holds that since the Rabbonim were Mesaket, anything that's a Takona the Rabbonim, no Bal Tosef. No Bal Tosef. That's why he says, Shmini Atzim, when the Gemara says, Me'ato Yoshim B'Shmini Yilke, it's not talking about those that keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. There's no Bal Tosef there. they're listening to the Chacham. That's not Baal Tosef, right? So the Rashba holds that once Chazal will misaken to blow again, it makes a big chiluk. L'chayr, according to the Rashba, if somebody, after he finished all his tkiyas, Stam wants to blow more tkiyas, right? Not what Chazal established, then it could be a problem, Baal Tosef. According to Tosef, you could blow shofar from Alois HaShachar until Shkia. And you could blow 5,000 koilos. You're not going to be able to Baal Tosef. The Rashba is saying that since Chazal was misakin, it sounds like you need a takonas Chazal. Obviously, if you're doing it misafik, or you're doing it to be mitzi a koil, of course there's no shayla. But according to the Rashba, if a guy says, you know what? Chazal said 100 koilos, I'm doing 200. The Rashba's mashma, that could infringe on Baal Tosef. You understand? Could infringe on Baal Tosef. Tosef holds Baal Tosef is not doing the same mitzvah twice. Ah, if you wear multiple pairs of tefillin, there's a whole shayla Baal Tosef on your head. Right? There's a whole, some people wear the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. But there it's a different world. Because there you're doing them at the same time. That's not what Tosef is saying. To do the same, that's, you're doing two anochas at the same time. That would be Baal Tosef, potentially according to Tosef. But I want to share with you what the Netziv says here in the Hamik Shaila. This is in Parashas Yisrael Takanina. Can you get a, you know who the Shilt is? It's in, with the Chumash Svarim. Should be, that's what it used to be. The Hamik Shaila. The first Chelek, the Sefer Shmois. It's found in Parashas Yisrael. He says an unbelievable chiddush to Netziv. You got it? Skech. Thank you very much. So the Netziv says over here, he's going here in Parshas Yisroi, and the Shi'ulta Nun Gimel, that's where it is. Shi'ulta Nun Gimel. Here we are. Zokta Eldoazei. Here's the Kasha. And he says, Ta'af shem midaraisa yoytsim yidei choyvas krishma b'posik krishma. Midaraisa, one posik is enough krishma, according to many Rishayim. Many Rishayim say, Shema Yisrael Hashem l'kena Hashem echon, krishma midaraisa. Some Rishayim say, Parsha Rishayim. The Rambam says, that all three parshiyos is Kriyashma Deraisa. You don't know what he means, but that's what he says. So Netziv says an interesting thing. He says, "Av sheyotzim idechovas Kriyashma b'posuk Rishon, mikomokayim kol shekova b'daitoi ligmor ba'oisei pam kol gimel parshiyos kol amitzvus min ha'Torah." Listen to this. The ganze ma'is is midaraisa. He says that explains why. Somebody is sofik kora, sofik loy kora. The Lachamishna brings down, he has to read all three parashas. What do you mean? They're not all deraisa. Once you were goyimit it, you want to do the whole thing? It's all deraisa. The ganze ma'is is deraisa. He says, the Netziv Mivalojin goes on here to say that you find this in a lot of mitzvahs. He tells to Aran that the Ran says that even though Sukkah only needs two tvachim and a tefach. So what's the halacha? I make a sukkah, two tefachim and a tefach. What? Two walls and a tefach. And then, what I say, two tefachim? I'm sorry. Two walls and a tefach. The halacha is, if you make, the Ran says, if you go and you fill it in, four full walls. They all have kedusha sukkah. Why? The sukkah's finished. You understand? I made two walls in a tefach. I put up the schach. The sukkah is done. I can make a relationship with sukkah 100%. Kol shel chatchil. Now I go, I fill it in. Why is that called part of the sukkah? Why is it part of the sukkah? Says the Ran, you only need that, but once you do it, that becomes a kedusha sukkah, becomes a chiluk of the sukkah. So the Tziv says, the pshat is, the Torah could give a minimum shear. But Lamaisa, it all gets a shame sukkah. He says, Krishma, all three parashiyos are Krishma.
How much do you have to read? One pasuk. But now if you read two, that's also derais. You read three, it's also derais.
That's Azai Zokta Nitziv. That's a Chiddush Nitziv. He says over here that he says that's pshat to answer the kash of the Tosis, why it's not bal Tosis by Tkiyas. He says, in a klami, you only have to do a Tkiyah through a Tkiyah three times, Yaitse. It's true. True. But every time you blow, you makayim a mitzvah deraisa. Yeah? Every time you blow, you makayim a mitzvah deraisa. As his mamisha, not only it's not baltoisev, now we understand, mechavim and esamitzvah, according to the Nitziv, every time you blow, you makayim a mitzvah. That's how he learns by Netilas Lulav also. The Anshei Yerushalayim that would go hang out with the Lulav all day, they love the mitzvah. It's not just love the mitzvah. They love the mitzvah by continuing to be mekayim the mitzvah. Not that they love the mitzvah, they're hanging out with the lulav. According to Nitziv, they're actually being mekayim the mitzvah. That's the mamish. The mamish being mekayim. That's how he holds. Fascinating. The stipler, I want to share with you a stipler that Yisrael Gevaldik. I want to see if the Elim could think of a teretz to this stipler. I'll tell you what I think is the teretz. The stipler says he has a kasha on the Nitziv, to shlug up the Nitziv. And he says that this kasha he holds is a bomb. He says his brother-in-law, one of the Karelitzes, the Chaznish Mishpacha, Dingzuch, gave a teretz to his kasha, and he holds it's not a good teretz. So let me get you the stipler. The stipler's over here in Brachas. The stipler zogt, he says like this. Tosis brings a kasha. Yerushalmi's kasha. Amai lo yochlu Yisrael matzah b'chlisosim la'aretz mechadosh mitzal asei de'echeloises. Right? When Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, it says they had a problem. They didn't have matzah to eat. So the Yerushalmi says, what do you mean? Asei matzah should be de'echeloises. The asei b'erev teichlu matzahs should be de'echeloises of chodesh. Zok to Yerushalmi, Gzeiro kazayis rishoyno to kazayis shiniya. I don't understand. According to Nitzim, what do you mean? It's the raisa. What do you mean gzeiro? Then you have another kazayis. Good. Have another kazayis. So the stipler held, this is a pircha under the tzitzis. He says, my shvager told me. My shvager told me, he quotes his shvager. He says, Shagisi Arab Agurim Nisan Karel Tzal Kosav, Liyashiv Da'as Ha'amek Shail. So, to the Efshaloima, the Kavonos Ha'atezvis, Otu Kazai Sheni, Hainu Acha Shisich Daita Milechol Hashem Mitzvah. To Oz Vadar Lav Mitzvah. Stipel doesn't buy that. Oh! In order to say, I'd say, Deichaloisa say, you need a mitzvah chiyuvis. Because otherwise it's no worse than Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Whenever you say, I say, Deichaloisa say, you only do it if there's no way for you to Mekayim the mitzvah. It's Zicha Efshel Lekayim Shneim by just not doing the mitzvah chiyuvis. Right? That's for sure. If Be'erev Teichlu Matzos would just be a mitzvah kiyumis, you could do the mitzvah if you'd like. Ah, you tell me tzitzis. Tzitzis, once you're wearing four corners, you chayev them. That's not a mitzvah kiyumis. Tzitzis is not called a mitzvah kiyumis. Even though you don't have to wear a four-corner garment, it's true. But if you're wearing a four-corner garment, you have to have tzitzis. So once I have a four-corner garment, and now the only strings I could find is shatnez, I say Deichlis. Because I'm a chuyiv. If the halacha would be, you're allowed to walk around without tzitzis. You could wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis. But it's nice. Nice to put in tzitzis. Then it wouldn't be derech shabbos. There won't be asay derech shabbos. There's only an asay derech shabbos, because the chuyiv is. So I don't know what he wants. I don't know. I don't understand the stipler. I feel like I'm missing something in the stipler. Unless the stipler understood the nitziv, that once you decide to do it, it becomes ke'ilu, it's a hemshech to the actual chiv. But it's a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush.
I don't see that in this type. And this will lead us to also answer his second kasha. Rabbi Reed, as far as you're saying, would answer the second kasha. His second kasha on the Netziv is from Tosfos in Sukkah, also with Sukkah, with Lulav. When do you make the bracha? The Gemara says, he brings down, Tamrina and Lagabi Mitzvah's Lulav, with the Adrein of Exoch Tosfos. So how do you make a bracha? Tosfos, he knew him, this, as soon as you pick it up. So what do you mean? What does Tosfos need these tefillin for? You're still doing a mitzvah. The kasha was, once you pick it up, you yaitzeh. Okay. But you're still doing right the mitzvah. That's the stipulous kasha. Lufit v'rein is not a kasha. Because a mitzvah kiyumist is no bracha. So oivel asiyah has to be before something that has a choiv. That's why Tosha says, nanuim, because nanuim is a choiva. Nanuim is not a reshus. Nanuim, you have to do. Or netil sedayim, niguv. You have to do niguv. You're not allowed to eat before you dry your hands. That's part of, that's a chiyuv. But Mashen came doing a mitzvah right now. So that's why I would say it's very logical to learn like the Netziv. And what I like about the Netziv's pshat is that it answers why we do it. Because otherwise, if all it is not Baal Tosef, so what's the big chavivas here? If you're going to learn, just let's say that, you know, like the Rajba, it's not about all taste, let's say tasteless. To do the same thing twice is not a problem about tasteless. Yeah, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So what's the mechaviv in the ha-mitzvah? The nestat muta noizah. What's the mechaviv in the ha-mitzvah? What do you gain by that? But the mile is according to Netziv. It's mamash mitzvah, getting a mitzvah v'raisev t'kirshav. This will answer another question. Why isn't there a problem of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah? You're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah without a kiyum mitzvah. Because it's a shvus. So why don't we have a problem if you learn like Tosfos, it's just a reshus, just not Baal Tosef. It should still be a problem that you're being metalt l'shofar sh'loi l'tzorach. It's very modna. You're being metabo shofar shaloi l'tzorach to what? To show that you're mechavav as ha-mitzvahs. Don't be metabo. There's a whole shayla about with ketanim, letting them blow al tzchinuch. You want a metabo shofar for an isha, the place can talk about it. Aishi's not mechuyiv. What do you mean? How are you blowing a... But koin to netziv is very geshmak. Right now you're mechavav as mitzvah d'raisa. Right now, you're talking about Mekayim and Mitzvah D'Raisa by being Mamshech to blow. So that's, I would come out with Maisa that's very Mistavra to learn in that, in the Derech of the Netziv. Okay, we'll stop here for now.